welcome to your daily hit of happiness. I am your hostess with the mostess, Elle Edwards, founder of the Itchy Soul Playground and Yuia. And to find out more about Yuia or the Itchy Soul Playground, go to yuia.com. Now, today's happiness hit. If you listened yesterday, you will know that today I am promising you my three-word hack so that you can learn how to be a silver lining spotter. Now, if you and I have been hanging out a little while, you've heard this one before. And so if that's the case, you can jump straight into your plaything, because your plaything for today is the next time something goes wrong or is a bit irritating, use it, try it. And I'm going to give you a real concrete example at the end of this episode, or after I've explained what it is. But if you're brand new to silver lining spotting and the three-word hack, drum roll. The three-word hack is but at least. So your brain loves to fill in the blanks. So the next time something mildly irritating happens, I want you to go and describe what that mildly irritating thing is, and then add the three words, but at least, and then pause and wait and see what your brain comes up with. And your brain will help you find the silver lining in that situation. And I did promise you a practical example. And so after picking up my daughter yesterday, she said, "Mom, can you drive us to Morrison's, please?" And I said, "Really? Why?" Bit of context, is the other side of town. It's not really a big deal, but I've got things I want to go back and get done at home. "Really? Why?" "Well, I want to hand in my CV." I said, "Oh, you want a job?" And she said, "Yes, I do want a job." I'm like, "Okay." Now, I was very good at my parenting then. I didn't bring up all the reasons why your final year in school isn't the best time to be getting a job, and shouldn't you be focusing on your education, and all that sort of nagging thoughts that popped in my head. I kept them to myself, except I did mention to her, have you got the time to have a job as well? And she said she did. And so I, you know, she's almost an adult, trusting her that she's making the best decisions possible for herself. And so I drove her over to Morrison's. I did suggest that maybe we could go home first and I could have some lunch because my tummy was rumbling. But she said, "No, if we do that, then I'll get changed into my pyjamas and I won't want to go out again." So, okay, off to Morrison's we went. But it's mildly irritating because I have things I want to do. And so I thought, "Oh, this is a bit irritating, but at least I get a few minutes of peace and quiet where I can record another happiness hit. Woohoo!" And thankfully, because I had ended yesterday's episode the way we ended it, I knew exactly what I was going to share with you today. So that was like a double win. And so I find myself now outside Morrison's waiting for my lovely eldest daughter, not even the slightest bit irritated or cross. And cross would be too strong a word. Why would you get cross about that? But instead of sitting here going, "Ugh, huffing and puffing because my tummy's rumbling and all those things I want to be doing," instead I'm embracing the moment, feeling thankful for the fact I get a chance to record and share this with you. How cool is that? So that's my example of how you can be a silver lining spotter too. Now, the wonderful thing is, thanks to the way your brain is wired, and there's a collection of cells at the back of your brain called the reticular activating system, which I know some people listening will have heard me go on about this before. For any people who are new, I will share this with you again in a future episode. Maybe the next episode, who knows? Except to say that the reticular activating system acts as a filter. And so the more that you practice silver lining spotting, the easier it becomes. It becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy. So that's the rather lovely thing about the way your brain is wired. You try these things out, and the more you do them, the easier and easier they get. So, like I said at the start of the episode, your plaything is to give it a go the next time something irritating happens. Now, of course, like I kind of mentioned in the first episode a couple of days ago, I'm not suggesting for one moment that you can magically cure everything with the silver lining spotting. It's not for those tragic days. It's for those minor irritations. So give it a go, see how you get on. And as ever, if you'd like to do this in community, either send us a message or for real community, go to yuia.com/join. I'll be back tomorrow with your daily dose of happiness. Take care. Bye-bye.